Hey, it's Coach Kate here, registered dietitian and owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. As a member of the LCC Stars Athletic Department, I teach our athletes what to eat and when to eat it on training days, competition days, and throughout the year. For over a decade, I've been helping athletes of all sports and levels meet their goals. RD Kate Sports Nutrition offers individual consulting, team services, on-demand courses, and downloadable handouts. For more information, visit rdkate.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Coach Cut's Corner. Streaming bright from Michigan's capital city, this podcast is dedicated to helping you better understand the who, the what, and the why of mental performance, personal growth, and Lansing Stars baseball. Coach Cut's Corner, brought to you by Eyewash. And now here's your host, Stephen Cutter.
Welcome to Coach Cut's Corner. This is a place where we challenge limits, push for greatness, and develop athletes who thrive on and off the field. I built a program centered on discipline, self-belief, and relentless preparation. Each week, I bring you insights from my coaching journey, conversations with high performers, and lessons that drive winning habits. If you're serious about growth, whether as a player, coach, or leader, you're in the right place. Let's get after it. This one's for the quiet ones, the deep thinkers, the people who leave the room and feel drained, not because they don't care, but because they were faking small talk all night. Let's talk about being more of a natural introvert and what that means when you coach, lead, speak, and serve. And let's be clear right away. Being introverted is not a weakness. Neither is being extroverted. They're just different energy systems. Introvert versus extrovert, what's the real difference? Well, here's how it works. Introverts recharge in solitude. They think before they speak. They feel drained by too much external stimulation. Extroverts, on the other hand, they gain energy from being around others. They speak to process, and they feel drained by too much quiet. This isn't about loud or shy. It's about where your internal battery charges. It's not a strength or a flaw. It's just wiring. But the reality, most people don't live at the edges. And that reality is the ambivert reality. I read an article in Psychology Today that said something surprising. It said, most people aren't fully introverted or extroverted. They're ambiverts, which means somewhere in between. And I think we can all relate to that. Ambiverts can adjust. They speak when the room needs a voice. They listen when silence serves more. They recharge in both spaces. And studies show they often make the best leaders, not because they dominate or hide, but because they flex. They read the moment and respond the right way. Now let's bring in something I talk about a lot, which is emotional intelligence. If there's one skill that makes or breaks leaders, I believe it's this one. Emotional intelligence is your ability to recognize, understand, and manage your own emotions, and to recognize, understand, and influence the emotions of others. And here's what's wild about that. Introverts often score high in self-awareness and self-regulation. They reflect deeply and they think before reacting. Extroverts often score high in social awareness and relationship building. They connect easily, read the room well, but being emotionally intelligent doesn't depend on your personality. It depends on intention. You can train it, you can build it, and most importantly, you can own it. When I coach, emotional intelligence is everything. When to speak, when to stay quiet, when to push, when to listen. That's leadership. That's awareness. That's control. I've been told at times you're too quiet to coach. I've heard that. Not always directly, but I've certainly felt it. After college, I started reflecting. You know, that point where you start really asking yourself, where do I feel most comfortable? What gives me energy? What wears me out? That's kind of when I realized I'm not shy. I'm just wired differently. I don't chase attention. I don't enjoy surface-level chatter. I'm not loud, but I'm real. and I believe real leads. The hardest part was speaking for me. No question about it. Public speaking, and I think this applies to a lot of people, is the hardest thing. I'd rather coach in the shadows than speak into this mic, but I kept getting asked to share, so I showed up. I didn't love my voice. I know it's monotone at times. It's not flashy. But I had something real to say of all those lessons that I've learned along the way. And that's what matters most. That it's real. That it's yours. I know that Carol Dweck has influenced me in a lot of different ways. And reading about the growth mindset changed how I saw myself. The fixed mindset says things like, this is just who I am. The growth mindset says, this is just where I'm starting. So I worked on it. I studied tone, pacing, pauses. I practiced presence. I leaned in even when it felt uncomfortable. And slowly, I started to find some rhythm. It's still not great. My voice didn't change, but my confidence did. And I believe what people get wrong about introverts is they assume introverts can't lead, can't motivate, can't command a room. I think that's wrong. I've led in the business world and college World Series teams. I've stood in locker rooms with everything on the line and spoken the truth. And I've done it all as me. Quiet, steady, and most importantly, intentional. You don't need volume to lead. You need vision. You need presence. And you need to care. And what helped me get there? I think the simple answer, people. I leaned on mentors, high performers, authors, and of course our players. But most of all, I watched my mom. She wasn't loud. She wasn't trying to be seen. But she showed up every day with love and consistency. And that's where I learned the real model of leadership. If you've ever felt like you've had to fake energy to fit in, if you've ever held back because you weren't the loud one, if you've ever wondered if people would take you seriously, this is for you. You don't need to be loud to lead. You don't need to be dominant in the room to earn respect. You don't need to change your voice. You just need to own it. I used to think my introversion was a limitation. Now I think I see it as an edge. It made me reflect deeper. It made me lead from conviction. It made me different, and different wins. So be aware. Be intentional. Know when to speak and when to listen. Use your emotional intelligence and build your presence. Lead from the inside out and let the world hear you exactly as you are. As I sit in this podcast studio today, I couldn't ever imagined producing podcasts and sitting here and talking about our program or myself or what I feel is most important in life. I always felt that was for other people. But as we're nearing 100 episodes and a lot of listeners that we're all super thankful for because we get to share some insight and what's going on in our program, I want everybody to be aware that no matter who you are, you can get better. It just has to be followed with your passion and a little bit of conviction and a lot of belief. Make winning in life your habit, not your goal. Excellence doesn't show up by accident. It shows up through the daily reps and deep self-awareness. You don't need to become someone else to be great. You just need to grow from where you are. Lead with purpose. Speak the truth. Own your identity. Until next time, thank you for listening. Stay uncommon. Stack your bricks, and of course, go Stars.
Coach Cuts Corner is recorded live in the WLNZ studios with Dalian Lowry providing engineering and production assistance. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it and follow us on all forms of social media. Our program has been built and maintained with the help of many great people. If you want to be part of our mission, you can donate using the link in the show notes below. You can learn more at CoachCutter.com and more about our team at LCCStars.com. See you next time.